Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
We've talked a lot on the show about the paleo way. It's something that I embrace wholeheartedly. And we haven't talked about a paleo cardiologist. And what does that mean? And it's very interesting because it's really a shift in our thinking, isn't it, Andrea? And there's definitely a paradigm shift going on right now, which I'm thrilled about. And we're also thrilled to have the wonderful Jack Wolfson. He is a wonderful doctor, and he is going to tell us all about what it means to eat paleo and why it's good for your heart. Hello, Dr. Wolfson.
Hello, Lisa and Andrea. Great to talk to you both. Great to be on.
Oh, it's so great to have you on. You know, we've gone over the precepts of paleo and what it entails, but I think it's so interesting to look at it from a cardiologist's point of view. So talk to us about how you got into this mindset.
Well, you know, years ago, back in 2004, I was in private practice for a couple of years at that point, and I was growing very frustrated that despite all the pharmaceuticals, all the procedures, the hospital is like a revolving door. I mean, people come in, and then they go out, and then they come back in a few weeks later, and people are on so many different pharmaceuticals for blood pressure, for example, and their blood pressure is still high. And doctors are just never trained to go after the cause. And the cause is poor nutrition, and the cause is chemicals every time. So if we eat the right foods, then we'll do well. So what's the right foods? And after studying all these different diets, it really just became very simple that for millions of years we ate a certain way. Let's try and return to that as much as we can in the 21st century. And I've been doing that with my patients, and it's been very successful.
I think for a lot of people listening, they might think, well, wait a second, you know, we know that the paleo diet consists of eating meat, organic meat, grass-fed beef, whatever it is, and healthier meat options. But then, you know, don't they have saturated fat? So how does that lead to healthier hearts? So I think that's what people are probably, I know myself, you know, are questioning is how does that help our hearts stay healthy? So if you could answer that, I think we'd be really, really happy.
Well, I think, you know, first off, you know, we don't want to, you know, try and, you know, compartmentalize the body and say, well, paleo may be good for the brain and good for your muscles and good for your mood and your psychological state, but it's not good for the heart. You know, if the diet works for one part of the body, it works for everything. So it's okay. Appropriate for anyone with any medical condition. And as far as the heart's concerned, you know, you have to feed the body the right nutrients. And if you feed the body the appropriate fats, the appropriate proteins, and the appropriate vitamins and minerals, the heart's going to work very well. And if you starve the heart from those nutrients, say starving it of saturated fat, starving it of fat in general, like some of these low-fat diets do, I think we're inviting all different kind of problems. We know, for example, that people that have the lowest levels of omega-3 fats, and that is from marine-based sources, so EPA, DHA, people with lowest levels of EPA, DHA that are only, once again, found basically in fish, have the highest risk of cardiovascular disease and heart rhythm problems. So it just stands to reason that we have to be eating these fat-containing foods. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition from 2010, they looked at a meta-analysis of 350,000 people, huge study showing saturated fat is not linked to cardiovascular disease. I mean, we don't need the proof because we've been doing it for millions of years, but just in case, there is proof that paleo does work. And one thing I want to clear up real quick is that paleo is not about eating meat five times a day. Paleo is about eating tons of vegetables, but also eating meat and seafood. And I think that's where kind of some of the, you know, some of the problems come in. But then again, the Eskimos and there's certain populations that do eat meat all day, and their health is fantastic.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. And the truth is, like you said, we now know that saturated fat isn't what, you know, isn't bad or isn't thought to be as bad as it used to be. We know it's trans fats that are causing these issues. And we also know that carbohydrates are causing issues with our heart. So I love that you said that. And I love that you also said, you know, what paleo isn't about eating meat 24/7. So I do love that you cleared up both of those. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, blood tests to determine our heart risk. You know, can you tell us a little bit, are there blood tests out there? And if there are, what should we be looking for?
Well, so many people come in, you know, to my office with labs from another doctor, and those are what I say are the 1970s blood tests, things that my father was doing in the 1970s, total cholesterol, total LDL, total HDL. We can do so much better, you know, in the 21st century with very in-depth particle analysis, numbers, sizes, LP little a, all these different markers of inflammation, genetics, heavy metals, food sensitivities, intracellular nutrients. We can learn so much about a person. We can even test omega-3 cellular levels. So we need to demand more of our physicians to order these tests for us, to help us interpret those tests, and if not, find a physician who does. But the basic testing just doesn't work anymore because, unfortunately, so many people were told, oh, your numbers look great, and then they had a heart attack a few weeks later.
Right. Exactly.
And frankly, a lot of times when they tested total cholesterol levels, they may have been on the high side, but we have learned that total cholesterol really doesn't matter, and total LDL really doesn't matter. It's about the particle numbers and the particle sizes, so that's kind of my long answer to say, demand more from your healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Wolfson, one of the things that Andrea and I love that you talk about is the chemicals, and you talk about the treated carpets and the toxic foam mattresses and the scented house cleaners and how that ties in as well to heart health.
Well, ladies, I'm wearing organic cotton underwear. Okay,
Woo-hoo! We take this. We're getting intimate and personal here. I love it.
Yes, I'm telling you all of our little secrets. We take this lifestyle very, very seriously. And the more you follow the organic, healthy, clean living lifestyle, the better your health is going to be. You guys know it. You talk about it all the time. And of course, you know, we do out in Arizona. And it's very important because clearly, one of the biggest factors when it comes to cardiovascular disease is inflammation. The body is inflamed. It's on fire. It's irritated. What is irritating the body? Poor nutrition and the chemicals. And, the chemicals from fabric softeners, laundry detergents, dryer sheets, perfumes, lotions, plug-ins in the wall, hand sanitizers, on and on and on, thousands of different things, all the pesticides. This is poisoning our bodies. And so many times it's so simple to make a change. You know, in my book, I've got 17 chapters, only two of which are on nutrition. The other 15 are in different ways to get the chemicals out of your body. And for someone, how simple is it to switch out your laundry detergent or stop, using, these air fresheners in your lives? If you eat organic food, I don't care. If you want to eat ice cream, go find it. Go eat ice cream, but just get, organic grass-fed ice cream. If you want to eat chocolate, just get organic chocolate. You get all the things that you love in your life, but not the chemicals. And the more of us that keep doing that, we're just going to, like General Mills recently announced that they're phasing out artificial colors and artificial flavors. The more we demand of that, it's going to change, and the world's going to be a better place.
Well, we definitely agree. We wrote a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food, and this was back in 2010, and that's what we talk about, is really ridding those chemicals from our diet and get those food additives, which are causing harm. So we love what you're saying. I'm making a big heart with my hands because, really, that's what we believe and talk about here. I mean, that's really the basis of Naturally Savvy. So we only have not very much time left, maybe a half a minute left. Talk about the supplements. Which supplements are crucial for our body and our health in general?
Well, we start off every day with a greens drink. So whether or not it's a supplement, I don't know. I mean, it's called a dietary supplement. A reconstituted greens powder. It's nice to get a juice as long as you can do it low sugar, try and avoid the fruits. But the reality is for a dollar or two, per serving, you can, add water to that powder. It's easy to travel with. Super simple to give it to your kids. We even throw it into the gluten-free pancake batter sometimes to add some nutrition to that. So that's a fantastic supplement. I'm also a huge fan for my cardiac patients of vitamin K. Vitamin K2 keeps calcium out of the arteries and keeps it in the bones. And then lastly, berberine, berberine, has got fantastic data. The Chinese have been studying it for years, and it is fantastic for lipid control and also for blood sugar control.
You know, we're out of time for today, Dr. Wolfson, but we would love you to come back on because I think this is such an important topic and obviously you're a wealth of knowledge, and it would really be our pleasure for you to come back on. If for people quickly, how could people find out more about you? Do you have a website where they can go to?
Sure do. I'd love to be on with you guys. I'm sure we could talk all day, the three of us, and that would be great. I would love to. TheDoctorsWolfson.com is my wife and I. My wife's a chiropractor, turned me all natural. Doctors is abbreviated DRS, and you can also follow us on social media at the Doctors Wolfson.
Thank you so much. And we love your wife, by the way. She's right up our alley. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD.